What came first, the beat or the word? And the answer to that is they both came first. They were simultaneous. They were part of the big bang. One could not be without the other. Consequently, I had the honor of writing a poem entitled The Drum Beat and the Spoken Word, and I had the magnificent, renowned Myron Jackson, who is a percussionist, and Jimmy Beckwith, and several other percussionists behind me, and I had Uwezo Asudan playing the thumb piano, the kalimba, and I chose the gods of the Yoruba faith. And we put it together. We recorded it. It's part of a CD I did entitled The Urban Griot. And one of the things that I recall when I debuted it was I was at Lowry Park outside, and we were doing the drum beat and the spoken word. Gumby Ortiz, another percussionist, was there, and we were doing it. And all of a sudden, someone said, look to your left. And there was a brother, a Jamaican brother, with this beautiful cane. And as we were doing the drum beat and the spoken word, you know, he was over there dancing in a circle. Just, I mean, it was the most fantastic thing I think I've ever seen. He was surrounded by people, but he was alone. Dancing, and then we did it at the Strass, and when we were through, a Nigerian couple came up. They must have been Yoruba, and they said so humbly, it touched our hearts, they said, thank you. If I would die tonight, I must say that having been a poet has been one of the most wonderful things I have ever done in my brief life, and I'm 66. So for you poets out there, no, you don't write poetry. You are poetry, and be proud of who and what you are.